Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from my office here in Idaho on a very cold 18-degree day here in the Rocky Mountains. I think it's a little different down there in Florida with Lisa. In light of the inauguration that's happening today, we may call this Wednesday a little bit short. We only have a handful of callers on here. But we do want to go through some things from the newsletter. Lisa, should we go ahead and go through these things? And I have my newsletter up, and now I can't find it.
Uh-oh.
Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Would you?
I'll go first. So hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. If you guys have questions or you want to ask anything or comment on anything, press 1 early, like now, so we can get you in the queue and answer those questions. I have a feeling it's going to be a short call today. Anyway, Fast Track, there was a meeting, an introduction meeting on the 18th. Fast Track is starting February 1st and running until the 28th. There were some important updates, and they have now released that recording. So you know, if you're considering, you're looking to get your pipeline up and running for the year and, you know, looking to advance, change more lives, Fast Track is definitely something that you want to consider. If your upline is not captaining a team, you can always reach out to Chris and George to get on a team. But definitely something that you want to look into. I don't know anybody that's done Fast Track that has not moved forward in their business. So that would be, that was the first thing that we wanted to talk about. And then,
yes.
David, do you have yours pulled up or do you want me to tell you what's next?
No, I've got it up, but speaking of Fast Track, you know, I've participated, I think, 3 times since we started this, and it really is a fun group activity. It creates camaraderie within the team, and most importantly, it does help create the habits that we need to incorporate into our Beamer lives to be effective at sharing Beamer, and it's fun. I mean, it's competitive in some ways, but that's really not the point. It's just creating the right habits to go out there and effectively share Beamer. So I enjoy it. I hope I can put together a team for this Fast Track. And I do have the newsletter pulled up now. For those of you that were on the Saturday event launching 2021, at the end of it, we spent some time talking about the social media tools that the marketing department has developed for us. And this is great. I mean, and they've done it in a pretty user-friendly way. So even the older generation that's not super savvy with social media, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, there's ways to use these tools that Beamer's creating for us. And it is one of the better ways to communicate to the X-geners and the millennials. We are having a training on that this Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, go to beamermeetings.com, and I think Stacy DeVore is going to lead this discussion. And what I like about it, for me, social media savvy is that it really is kind of a point and click exercise. So anybody can learn how to do this effectively.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, everybody is, I shouldn't say everybody, that was very generalizing. A lot of people don't know what they can share on social media and what they can't and how to use the different tools that we have now. So it is one of the things that they're going to be going over. You know, we do have social media graphics that we are allowed to post now. So, you know, again, in the environment that we live in these days, you know, more people are turning to, you know, social media and Zoom calls to introduce Beamer. And if you feel like you're not sure how to do all of that, this is definitely this Saturday, the 23rd, would be a great meeting. I think it's only going to be like an hour and a half or something like that. So definitely worth your time. And then also tonight, we have our national sales call. And that is tonight, it's 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 to 6 Pacific Time. So they actually bumped that up a little bit on the time for the East Coasters. That's nice. So you don't want to miss that tonight, the national sales call, especially because they're going to be rolling out the rental program and probably have more details on that. It is supposed to be up and running February 1st. And also, Dave, yes?
If you have a question about the rental program, I do believe it is only for the United States right now and not Canada.
That is correct. It's
the only time.
U.S.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's for U.S. only. There is one change, which I will, I'll just give everybody the scoop on because I'm sure they're announcing it tonight, is that originally it was customers only. And now if somebody uses the rental program, they've rented a Beamer and they've decided that they want to purchase, they can purchase either as a customer or a distributor. So they are allowing people.
That was a smart thing to do.
Right?
Yes.
Seems like a no-brainer to us. But anyway.
Great.
So, yeah. So if you have somebody who's interested in the business, they are able to use the rental program.
And just for the benefit of everybody listening, you know, Lisa and I are just simply going through the newsletter that everybody receives on Monday from our national directors, Chris and George, and I encourage our listening audience, definitely go through your newsletter every single Monday. There's always important announcements. You are a sales rep for a company, as much as you may not want to think that, and you do have an obligation to continue to go. There is a training in the newsletter on that three-hour 2021 kickoff, that Saturday event. We followed that on a Monday night with a two-hour training on the real details of, like, the contraindication program. And you may want to get on that training, which is on the newsletter. It's labeled, did you miss the 2021 post-kickoff training? Check into that, please. And go ahead, Lisa.
Also, in the newsletter, they announced the new Beamer Go product presentation for 2021, the business opportunity, and the horse set product presentation 2021. It has all of the 2021 pricing. Also, those are in your back office. And speaking of the back office, the distributor library, which I am I was happy to be part of the team that redesigned and reorganized the back office, the distributor library. So now you just have you have tabs that are category headings. So it'll say get connected. And then under each tab, it tells you what's inside that tab. But you click on the header and then everything that's related to that topic is underneath that header. So we've got Get Connected, starting your Beamer business. So it's all of the things that new distributors, need to know to get started. You don't have to look for it all in different places. Now it's all in one place. And then anything related to the product information, and then all the sales and marketing tools. And the marketing tools are now labeled if it's a flyer, if it's a video. You don't have to go, looking for that, but it's all done in the same way. Everything that's related to Canada. And then there's a management tab for group leaders and higher ranks. They do have the previous library archived if you were accustomed to that and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to find my stuff? It will be archived in there for you to go back to for a short period of time. So definitely check out the new distributor library. I think you'll find much easier to navigate and find different tools that you need. And David, back to you.
We are doing the page.
Actually, David, I'm going to add just a couple of things.
Yes, please, go ahead.
So on January 30th, if you are a senior and you are interested in becoming a group leader, Casey Conrad, Deb Brawley, and Claudia Field are doing a training on Saturday, January 30th for seniors only, and it's a roadmap to group leader. So definitely some of the top trainers in the company putting that together. If you're, one of your goals in 2021 is to become group leader, definitely want to get on board with that. And also, you may have noticed they have started sending out the annual fee renewal notice for $144. It is important if you get that notice that you pay that right away, because if it does not get paid, it will result in the termination of your distributorship. So if you achieve 10,000 points or higher, that fee is waived. So if you're looking for the notice and don't get one, it means that you had 10,000 personal sales points in 2020 and your fee is waived. Also, a really important letter from Dr. Burka that was in the newsletter. It's also in the back office. It's a guidance letter to use when asking your physician about contraindications, because we do have new contraindications. So that letter should be very helpful to you in clarifying that with your doctor, especially in regards to implantable medical devices like a pacemaker or a medicine dispenser. And other than that, David, let's go ahead and take the first caller.
All right, great. We do have area code 949212. 949212, you're live on Blog Talk. Now my computer's not responding, and it's just spinning.
I'll,
come on.
I'll get up.
Come on.
Mine is just spinning too.
Really?
So there may be an issue. Yeah, there may be an issue with Blog Talk.
Gosh, great. Sorry, 949212. We are having technical difficulties.
Try again.
So I'm going to try one more time. Hello, 949212. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a little glitchy today, but I can hear you. And I just wanted to point out there was a follow-up email sent out yesterday, the 19th, from the Veronises, a time change for tonight's call, 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific. Just wanted to make a note of that, let you guys know.
Oh, thanks for who are you speaking to?
I received it on my end. It was said, please note there's a time change for this evening, January 20 call. And it's 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific.
Yeah, I just got that. Thank you for pointing that out. So national sales call tonight. Yeah, thank you. National sales call tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, this is Tony in Southern California. Tony Tabor.
Tony, thanks a lot. Yeah, I haven't seen that either. I came in at 9:30 last night, and I had not seen it. So thanks for updating everybody on the call.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Make it a great Wednesday. It is whatever Wednesday. Hit 1 on your phone, rise into the queue if you have any questions. If you don't, we're going to give just a few seconds here, and we're going to wrap up today's show early. But we do have a caller, 586-354. 586-354, you're live on Blog Talk. And 586-354 just disappeared. Okay. So, 918-440. 918-440,
yes, I'm on.
You're live on Blog Talk.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I was looking at the information for the fast track, and they were listing that your team should be new IBDs. Is that just...
Ideally. They're not... that's not a requirement, but the goal is to get the new people into learning good habits and being successful as quickly as possible. But there's no requirement that it has to be a new IBD. I'm not aware of that. Right, Lisa?
Okay.
No,
it's
not a requirement. It's not... Yeah, because it is really designed for the, and that new doesn't mean like they just signed up. Could be somebody in the last year or couple of years. Maybe they're just getting back into it. But it's not meant to have a team of all managers where, you know, there's, you know, stacking a team to win. So the whole point of Fast Track is to learn the behaviors to be successful and to have the accountability and to get people, you know, up and running and creating a pipeline for themselves and doing the behavior that needs to be done to be successful.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Whoever you were.
That's Brian from
Area
Oklahoma.
Code 586. Oh, thank you. Area code 586-354. 586-354, and Lisa, I am having technical issues here, muting people and unmuting people.
I'll try it, but I've gotten kicked out of the dashboard a couple of times.
Anybody who has previously called in, if you can just mute yourselves, because we're having a tough time muting you on our end. And area code 586,
yes,
I'm trying it one more time. There you go, 586-354. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, David, this is Marge Cantu from Dade City, Florida.
Hi, Marge.
You're coming in very staticky, and I can barely make out what you're saying, but Lisa is coming in fine.
Oh, goodness gracious. Today.
Yeah. So anyway, I do have a question, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, because I have a renter that rented my Beamer yesterday or Monday, and they have this. We were talking about taking your hearing aids out and anything that has a battery or electronic devices and getting your cell phone away from your Beamer when you're on it and things like that. And they said, well, we have an ultrasonic repellent, bug repellent plug in all the rooms here to keep the roaches out. And I said, oh, I don't know anything about that. And they said, well, does that interfere with the Beamer signal?
I doubt that it does, Marge. Lisa?
Now, I'm gonna say... Is it emitting an EMF signal? Do you know?
It's an ultrasonic repellent frequency of 22 to 65 kilohertz.
Yeah, and that's not an electromagnetic field.
No.
It's not an
electromagnetic.
You said it's not an electronic. Okay.
It's not an electromagnetic field.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Thank you very
much
for
what
you're doing.
You're welcome. Area code 707-481, 707-481. You're live on Blog Talk. Well, maybe you're not because, oh, my gosh, we are having just issues today with our interface here. Some people are muting. Some people are not muting. Lisa, yeah, my computer, I think Blog Talk might be having issues today because I'm just getting spinning
circles. They're definitely having issues.
Well, on that note, everybody, rather than have just a frustrating stop-and-go experience today, I think we're going to wrap up soon. 707-481, if you could call in next week, that would be great. So write down your question, and we will get to you next week when Blog Talk seems to be working better. Meanwhile, happy Wednesday, everybody. We're going to end this episode early and go out there and change some lives. Thanks, Lisa, for joining me.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.